I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's been a week of ups and downs in Ukraine. A violent outburst started things off with the most deaths since protests began in November. Wednesday's truce was a ray of hope, but it didn't last long. With offices in Kiev, Russian ministries and Slava Gospel Association are knee-deep in the turmoil. They're pleading for prayer from believers around the world. This conflict is a critical turning point for Ukraine. Pray for violence to stop and for the Lord's will to be done. Next, do you remember Cyclone Phalen? Well, if not, you're not alone. Gospel for Asia's Danny Punos reminds us.
Cyclone Phalen was one of the most devastating cyclones that hit India in a very long time.
The storm hit India 4 months ago, destroying around 800,000 homes. It was mostly overshadowed by Typhoon Haiyan in the Philippines. People still need help in India. GFA is rebuilding 1,000 homes. They're also caring for basic essentials like food, water, and education for the kids.
Their entire future has been washed away, and so when we are able to talk with them and pray with them, we are able to tell them that there is hope in Christ.
And donor support is vital for God's work around the world. But one group is seeing a disturbing trend. Dick Prinz of Advancing Native Missions explains.
Over time, the ministry organizations have become increasingly dependent on Western donations for their viability and continued ministry.
To start this part of their ministry, A&M had to learn from a pastor in Africa. You can read the full report and learn more about Business as Mission at our website. Pray that these self-sustaining projects grow and expand the reach of the gospel. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join the MNN Facebook force. Just search for Mission Network News, and when you join us, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.